Today, something else will happen. As part of my confirmation instruction and part of the process of affirmation of baptism, I ask those who are preparing to prepare a statement. I say to them, if you are going to stand up and tell people that you believe this now, that you are choosing the life of following Jesus, then tell us what it is that you believe. This is not an easy thing. So, I would ask for your care and attention as these girls share their faith statements with us. Who wants to go first? Jessica is up.
I believe that God has chosen a specific path for all of us. I believe that statement because if Pastor Joanna didn't teach us, or the people around us, we wouldn't be standing here today, and who knows where we could be. I really felt God present when I was at Camp Edgewood. I got a feeling like I've never had before. It felt like I could act like myself. I could be who God wants me to be, but what I don't understand is if he wants us to be who we are, then why does society have so many expectations? My understanding of society is that people in the world thought there should be rules about boys and girls. But you have to be pretty or you have to be skinny. But I don't believe that. I think God has challenged us to be who we love. Mark 9, verse 23. And God said to him, if you can, all things are possible to him who believes.
Romans 8, verses 38-39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I believe God loves all people, no matter the circumstances. He loves no race, gender, or sexuality more than another, and I believe we should all learn from that. Everyone should be treated with the full respect and dignity they deserve. No one person should be put at a higher order than another. I believe God is always there, no matter what you have or haven't done, whether you put all your faith in him, or even if you're questioning that he's there at all. The answer is always. He's always with you. There are times when you may be questioning a decision he made, most often taking someone from you. But it is all a part of his master plan. You just need to discover its true meaning. Today is my day to say that I will continue my own journey to discover all that God is and has given us. Now, I may not be able to tell you my favorite Bible verse or in what chapter of the Bible a certain story takes place, but as I stand in front of you today, I can say that somewhere there is a God and he has a plan for me.
God is always there for us, even if we don't know who he is. Now, if I look back and think, when have I felt God's presence? A big thing I think of is when I'm scared, sick, hurt, or sad. I rely on God to comfort me. I pray to him, and that really helps. God does this to help us feel like we are not alone, and I feel that it is a very important thing that God does. Now, that is just one way he helps me and many other people. He helps in so many other ways. God disciplines us. Although we may be angry or sad when we're in trouble, God doesn't discipline us to make us feel that way. He does it to teach us, to help us learn. He helps us become a better person for ourselves, our friends, and our family, and just society itself. He is simply helping us. I believe that this happens because when I think back to the beginning of the Bible, I remember that when Adam and Eve sinned, God disciplined them for the better. I feel that being he has done this, it has taught our generations how to deal with those who have sinned. God helps us out through hard times, but he doesn't change the event to make it happy. Although we might want God to do everything he can to make something happy, to benefit our happiness, He doesn't change anything, and I believe it's for the better. If we turn all our problems into happiness, then that wouldn't solve anything for the world. We wouldn't learn. I believe God does this because he's trying to make us stronger people. He's trying to help us get perspective, and that prepares us for the future, and it helps us understand our lives. I believe God is what makes us more human. I believe God helps us learn and grow as people. I believe God helps us in the best way he can. God is great, and believing in him is all you need to do, and what I've done since day one, and what I will continue to do. My confirmation verse is Psalm 121, verse 1. I look up to the hills, where does my help come from?
Never felt God more present. present and fully, and in your tough times, when you're wondering what the heck is going on, you are a part of us. And we are a part of you. The church will always be here for you. I will always be here for you. If you need anything, I will always be there. I'm good at keeping secrets. Just so you know. Today is a huge day for you. And you will probably go home and celebrate today, and that is the right thing to do. That's, you totally deserve a party. Because it is a really, really big day. It's a big day for you, and it's a really big day for us. So we celebrate with you, and we pray for you, and we love you, and we are proud of you. We are so glad, and I am so glad that you are standing up here today to make the statement that you are making. So how about we get to it? Do we feel ready? Okay. So we will stand and we will sing together our hymn of the day, and then we will continue with our affirmation of baptism. Amen.